Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest today is Valesca Rivera of Danosa and of the Puerto Rico Manufacturers Association. We discussed the influence of your father in terms of being someone who was very, very influential and a person with goals and a person with a discipline. Of course, you have the Air Force. In terms of Danosa and getting yourself into business, you studied for business?
Well, I studied my bachelor's degree is in accounting, my master's in industrial management. But I got to my industrial management really when I got to Danosa. Before that, I worked in Arthur Anderson, and all I wanted to be was a CPA.
You wanted a CPA?
I wanted to be a CPA and a lawyer. So
did you study law?
No. But that was a frustration. My father kept on always told me, "Don't start working. If you start working, you're not going to continue studying." And I said, "Oh, I will continue studying." "No, you're not." But I did.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I proved, and that way I proved him wrong.
Partly proved him wrong. You didn't finish the law, but you did.
I finished something else. Yes, I didn't finish law, but I finished something else. And when I went to become a CPA while I was working at Arthur Anderson, it was kind of difficult, even though that is our main goal when you are in one of these CPA firms. But I was always chargeable. I was always working day and night. And I had to travel. And since I was from the island, like everybody used to say, I was from the island, so I would always get the island finances and had to travel all the island. So the classes were at night. I could never take classes. I registered probably two or three times for courses.
Is it the UPR?
And they were in different places.
Okay.
And I was never able to finish a course because I was not in San Juan.
Right.
But then at one point I said, no, I have to finish my CPA. So I started looking for a job. The only job I applied for was Danosa. And from Arthur Anderson.
Were you married then?
No, I wasn't married at that point. No, I wasn't married at that point. And so I didn't have that really big responsibilities. It was easy to make a change. Even though I have to admit that it was very hard for me to leave Arthur Anderson because that's what I wanted to be, an accountant.
Right, right.
And I wanted to work as an auditor, and that was like something big for me. Yeah. And I said, and I'm leaving what I really wanted to do.
Right, right.
But I said, I want to be a CPA. If I don't become a CPA anyway, I will not last in Arthur Anderson because they're going to want me to be a CPA.
Right.
So I said, well, I'm going to leave. I'm going to become a CPA, and then we'll decide what I will do from there. But when I went to Danosa, I liked manufacturing so much. I'd enjoyed it so much. I established the accounting system.
Okay, the position was in accounting when you joined.
Let me tell you, that was very funny. The position was administration manager, but the job description talked about personnel. It talked about accounting. It talked about administration. It was like everything that was not production was in that position.
Okay.
And I said, well, I don't know all this, but it sounds interesting.
I
was very honest to the owner. I was very, very young. I was very young. And since I was very young, you say
you're still very young, Valesca.
But I was a lot younger. When I spoke to him, I would speak to him so naturally because it was like, well, if I don't get the job, it's okay. And
right.
I had no responsibility. And that makes you be in an interview probably more genuine in what your answers
right,
are.
Right, right.
And he ended up saying that he didn't need a person right now. He was just interviewing for a future job. I said, oh, well, okay, no problem. And then
he was the owner of the business?
He was the owner of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Finally,
how old was this person?
He was Manuel del Rio.
Okay.
And Manuel del Rio, I suppose at that time he must have been 50 something years.
A real old person for you at that moment.
At that moment.
Now he's a young person.
Now he's very young. At that moment, he was very, very, he was old, and I was very young.
Yeah, he must be just ready to retire.
And he was from Spain. Our company was home office was in Spain.
Okay.
And It was nice.
So it was a Spanish company with a Puerto Rico branch?
A Puerto Rico branch.
Okay.
And what they did was 2 days later, they called me and said they decided to, if I was willing to come work with them, they were willing to start the position beforehand.
Wow.
So I 3 weeks later, I started with them. The first days, the first, I think, 2 weeks, I would go to Arthur Andersen, finish my jobs at Arthur Andersen at night.
Right.
Come back to the NOSA the next morning, and I was working.
Pretty responsible person.
Oh, I am a very responsible person.
I'm very. Yeah, that's great.
And I wanted to make sure I did everything correctly. Because I always thought, I think in the back of my head also was that
you may go back.
That I'm going to become a CPA.
Right.
So, but I finished all my jobs, and I came to the NOSA. I established the accounting system. Bought computers. We didn't have computers, so I bought computers.
Wow!
It was that far back. We had. It was funny because we had.
This was in the 80s.
80s. Yeah. We had a telefax.
Yeah. Well.
That you printed.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, that doesn't even exist. And.
But the company wasn't that far behind. It was just. I mean, it was.
Well, it was up to their time.
It was up to their time. You were just moving it a little bit ahead of the curve. You believe in being ahead of the curve.
So
you're ahead of the curve person. There's some people like to be in the middle of the curve. Some people at the end of the curve.
I remember having
that discussion in our law firm. We like to be, you know, at the head of the curve, but not in front of it. You know, you like to be at the head of the curve.
Okay. I like to be at the head of the curve, okay. I'm not scared to be there.
Yeah.
Well. Long story short, that was in the 80s. In 1994, there was a fire in our plant, and the owner decides to... In the meantime, by the way, I entered as administration manager.
Right.
But I became general manager. And after that is when I got married. After I was general manager, that's when I got married.
And this person continued being the CEO. I mean, he wasn't the owner. He was the owner.
He was the owner.
Of both the Spanish and the Puerto Rican. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And he brought in a general manager from Spain.
Okay.
And he was back and forth and had a general his production manager in Spain. He brought him to Puerto Rico as the general manager.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was, his second.
Right.
After that, they brought in another general manager. And after that, I became the general manager.
Okay.
When things were very tough, they said, "You think you can do something for this company?" And I said, "Wow, you give it to me now." But I said, "Yes, I think I can. I have some ideas." Okay. Some ideas that I've been saying all the time, but I wasn't the general manager to do all them. But I accepted the challenge at that point.
And when we came to your mind, had you gotten into production, or you were basically administrative?
I got into all the areas.
No, but before being the general manager, you had been into production at all? No.
No, not as a production manager.
Right.
I was during that time at one point for almost a year. I was administration manager, which remember I said it was everything that did not fit in any other area was administration manager. I was sales manager at the same time.
Okay.
it was temporary, but ended up being almost a year. So there I learned how to sell. I didn't know how to sell. I was an accountant.
Right.
And in manufacturing, I had to work in manufacturing continuously because to get good numbers, I have to know what's going on in manufacturing.
Okay.
So I learned a lot about manufacturing to really give a heads up in what we were.
Okay.
So really, I didn't want to just give numbers. As accountants, we usually tell everybody what happened, and I wanted to be more like a business manager where I can tell you what happened and what we have to do so this will not occur again and how to anticipate instead of giving the information afterwards.
Being ahead of the curve.
So and I started liking this, and after a year or so I said, you know, I don't want to be a CPA. I want to learn more about this. And that's when I decided to go and get an MBA and got a MBA in industrial management.
Okay, so this was the late 80s?
I think it was about the 89. No, it was before that. It was before that. Because it was about 84.
Okay.
Because it wasn't that far when I realized that's what I wanted to really do.
Okay, so, well, let's take a break and we'll come back and the next step in transition. You move through, you change your career, you move to a business career, general manager running the operation, and then the next step is becoming owner. We'll go into that after this break. I'm with Valeska Rivera of Danosa and also the president of Puerto Rico Manufacturers Association.